catastrophe hits Nepal. Slavery is still a thing in Asia. And Sat7 connects women around food, a good recipe, and the gospel. Details next on Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rescue workers from around the world are converging on Nepal. Saturday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit the country 50 miles northwest of Kathmandu. Buildings are damaged, thousands of lives lost. President of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says they have 450 churches and 20 Bridge of Hope Children's Centers there. Yohannan knows of 5 churches damaged. That's going to climb. The GFA death toll is also a question mark. The quake hit during church services.
Every church destroyed means people were in the church worshiping.
Yohannan says GFA workers were as prepared as they could be for this.
We have training going on continually for crisis. That is the reason why immediately our people could be mobilized right there in Kathmandu, reaching out to the suffering people. Yes, that basically we have a ready-made setup. And they're doing that right away.
Up to 40 GFA workers from India are headed in to help, too. Support GFA through the Nepal Earthquake Relief Link at missionnews.org. Next, 100 years after the fact, world leaders are still hung up on the G word. In 1915, over 1 million Armenian Christians were massacred in present-day Turkey. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling it genocide and urging U.S. leaders to do the same. Similar targeting and persecution is taking place today in Iraq and Syria, though on a smaller scale. Pray officials' eyes are open and they take action to protect Christians. This is Mission Network News. In poverty-stricken North Korea, what do you think happens to widows? Well, a majority of them are sold into slavery. Christian Aid Mission tells us a story about Lee, who was trafficked and then taken to China. She struggled for a long time, but eventually a friend introduced her to Christ. Now, Christian Aid Mission is pitching in to help her start her own business and learn more about Jesus. There are thousands of other women like Lee who need your help. Find details at our website. Did you know you can connect with women in need by cooking authentic Middle Eastern dishes in your own kitchen? Well, it starts with a cookbook developed by Women for Middle East Hope, a branch of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Nancy Stafford, Honorary Leadership Chair, says,
each of these dishes has got a woman featured who talks about her life a little bit. So it's an educational tool. It's a connecting tool. And it's just fun.
Debbie Brink of Women for Middle East Hope says the cookbook actually aids gospel sharing.
By purchasing it, you're helping to fund more programming for women through Sat7. The gospel is presented in a variety of different ways through these programs that now women around the West are able to help fund through these purchases.
To order your cookbook and see what other ways you can get involved, check it out at our website. And do you think somebody right out of college could impact a whole nation with the gospel? Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford tells us about a Moody Bible Institute student who's gearing up to establish a distribution center in his home country.
There's a young man who's from Kenya, and he's just graduated Moody. He's been wanting to go back to his country to train up pastors, because there's pastors that are serving God, and some of them don't even have Bibles, can you imagine?
CRI takes gently used Bibles and Christian books and ships them to those who request them. He says they're
planning and developing a distribution center near Nairobi, Kenya, where ongoing we'll be able to send God's Word for free, where people will be able to come and get those resources for evangelism. There'll be pastors being trained up and making a difference.
You can donate your used Bibles and Christian books or $20 to send 20 books today. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr., who's the founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.